This is the General Government Subcommittee of the Joint Ways and Means. It's still joint this morning. So with that, we are going to go ahead and open a possible reconsideration work session on House Bill 3597 as A in growth. Representative Patrick?
Mr. Chair, I move that we reconsider the vote by which the subcommittee recommended the Joint Committee on Ways and Means that House Bill 3597 be reported to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
You've heard the motion by Representative Patridge. Is there any objection to the reconsideration by the subcommittee on House Bill 3597 by which it recommended the Joint Committee be reported as due pass as recommended? Representative Johnson?
Just a quick question. Were there some? Was there a budget note that was approved by the...
Yes, it's a reconsideration based upon what we passed out here to be reconsidered back.
I wasn't here when you passed out the...
I recognize that. Thank you, Senator Winters. And recognizing that you weren't here, you still have the opportunity to object if...
I do. If it's still to have the suspension of the Capital Planning Commission.
There is objection then to hear that. Why don't we stand at recess for just a moment then? Thanks. Be reported to the floor of the due pass as amended recommendation. Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. We will go ahead the motion carries. We will go ahead and vote for vote has been to reconsider. Any objections to reconsider? Okay, we'll go ahead then and hear from Legislative Fiscal Office. Adrian?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Subcommittee members. The measure is back before the Subcommittee, having been re-referred from the full committee last week. As the memorandum outlines, the full committee had expressed some concerns with the Capital Projects Advisory Board being responsible for some of the duties that would be suspended on the part of the Capital Planning Commission. I do want to point out that for clarification purposes that the functions of the Capital Projects Advisory Board and Capital Planning Commission are distinctly different and that the Capital Projects Advisory Board does not have the same quasi-judicial authority as Capital Planning Commission, where Capital Planning Commission can make findings of fact regarding proposed projects. It was, as I understood the subcommittee discussion earlier, is that there was a legislative interest in having a public forum available, and that with the public charge that's currently in statute for the Capital Projects Advisory Board, that would be an appropriate mechanism. I submitted to the co-chairs a budget note which might serve to provide some guidance to be certain that public forum does take place as far as the Capital Projects Advisory Board has statutory authority currently, since there are no changes proposed to its functions. So before you is a proposed budget note that directs the Department of Administrative Services, which is receiving some of the authorities of the Capital Planning Commission during the 2003-2005 biennium, directing it to fully implement the provisions of the ORS section 276.227, which already currently requires the department to establish a public review and advisory process for the proposed capital projects. Members appointed to the Capital Projects Advisory Board must meet the provision that 5 of the 7 members be public members, knowledgeable about construction, facilities management, and maintenance issues. And in keeping with its role as a public body, the Capital Projects Advisory Board is directed to conduct its business under the public meeting statutes contained in ORS 192.610 to 192.690. The Department of Administrative Services is further directed to make available on the department website, in a manner designed to facilitate public access, information regarding the Capital Projects Advisory Board, its membership, meeting schedule, and agendas, and any minutes, findings, recommendations, or reports issued by the board. I did review this also with the Department of Administrative Services Facilities Director Lori Warner. Yes, Lori Warner. And she indicated to me that is certainly their intention, and that the website information was part of a plan that they would be having anyway to revise and make those pieces of information available. So the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends that the subcommittee adopt the budget note as just described.
You've heard the recommendations for Legislative Fiscal. As I see it, there are three issues. Members appointed to the Capital Projects Advisory Board must meet the provisions of 5 of 7 members be public members. Number two, that the Capital Projects Advisory Board is directed to conduct its business under open public meeting statutes. And number three, that they also make available to the public through the website and other matters designed to facilitate public access the information regarding the Capital Projects Advisory Board, its membership, meeting schedules, agendas, any meetings or any minutes, findings, recommendations. Now, it does not authorize the board to make findings of fact.
Correct, Mr. Chair. That would require a statutory change, and there was none considered by the subcommittee.
So their findings would just be from the public hearings, not necessarily findings of fact.
Correct. And it's within whatever the scope of the advisory board is currently to review the plans, and I'm sure Ms. Warner would be able to give you more detail of what that review process entails if you need that.
Further discussion or consideration of the budget note as recommended by Legislative Fiscal Office? Hearing and seeing none, let's go ahead and order that budget note appended. I assume that that's been reviewed with the co-chairs.
It has, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Further?
Mr. Chair, the remaining recommendation, two recommendations then, go back to the recommendation on House Bill 3597. You have in your, I delivered yesterday to your offices, dash A7 amendments, which build on the dash A5s, which the subcommittee previously recommended to the full committee last week. Those amendments suspended the Capital Planning Commission for the 03-05 biennium and transferred to the Department of Administrative Services certain authorities, including the ability to make payments on behalf of the commission during 2003-05 of certain expenditures, both known and unknown at this point. The amendment also provided an expenditure limitation of an amount which the dash A7s changes. The dash A7s, what we did with the expenditure limitation change was to move from the 2001-03 biennium, where we had an amendment in Senate Bill 5506 increasing expenditure limitation, removing that amount into House Bill 3597, because those expenditures would be incurred now, having to do with a vacation payout. We've also increased for any other unforeseen expenses an additional amount, so that for the 2003-2005 biennium, Department of Administrative Services would be able to expend a total of $36,630 on behalf of the Capital Planning Commission from the Capital Planning Commission account. That amount, again, also includes any unemployment claims and other expenses of the commission. The other added piece in the dash A7 amendments is that it would allow the Capital Planning Commission to meet at least once to conduct specific business in order to effect the transition to Department of Administrative Services functions, and also to make any personnel determinations that needed to be made in order to move into a suspended state.
The recommendation by Legislative Fiscal is that the A7 be amendments be appended to House Bill 3597, which would then allow for the suspension of the Capital Planning Commission for the 03-05 biennium, transfer the funding responsibilities for the executive residence to DAS, And then continue the appropriations process for the Capital Planning Commission account to DAS for the staff vacation accrual and unemployment claims and any further expected or unanticipated expenditures of the commission. And finally, provide the other funds expenditure limitation of $36,630. Is there any discussion of that recommendation? Any objections to that recommendation? Representative Patridge now moves the amendment A7 be appended to House Bill 3597. Any objections? Hearing seeing none, so ordered. Final recommendation?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Final recommendation is based on your decisions and determinations on the budget note and the Dash A7 amendments that the subcommittee recommend to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means that House Bill 3597 be reported to the floor with a due cast as amended recommendation.
You've heard the recommendation by Legislative Fiscal Office. Any objection or any discussion? Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick discussion. I've indicated to the co-chair that I will be giving a courtesy vote in the committee, and I indicated to you also that I would be doing that, and I'll
Thank
be
you.
Voting no at the full committee. I just don't believe that this decision actually encompasses good public policy. One, I think here, and particularly in the Salem area, the Capital Planning Commission represents an opportunity for the public to interact with the state, particularly in the area of this large mall development that we have here. And I don't see the DAS Advisory Group being a replacement for that. In fact, I think it's like putting the fox in charge of the hen house, actually. The background, as you can see, the background that's called for in terms of the group, the Projects Advisory Group, is a background in, I think I'll see it here somewhere. It's basically, they're asking for background in maintenance and facilities management, and I don't see anything in there in terms of background in land use planning or urban design or anything of that nature. And secondarily, there's no indication in there that any of the members even have to be from the Salem area as part of the advisory group, which is, I don't think, true of the current Capital Planning Commission. The other thing is that I think that this is lacking is any kind of review during the 03-05 biennium to indicate whether or not, while this commission is suspended, how it should be brought back, if it should be brought back, and how it should be funded in the future. Actually, if it had included the review, I probably might be more sympathetic to the measure than I am right now. Basically, now you've just suspended it. You haven't put any review process. All you set up is for the governor to try to refund it in the next biennium and for another sort of uninformed debate in the next legislative session about whether it should exist beyond this. My difficulty in this is that in voting no, and I want people to understand that, in voting no, you know, if I can attract enough other no votes, maybe the measure fails at the committee again. Maybe it doesn't. But in evaluating this, I didn't see any way, to be perfectly honest, to get an affirmative vote to change the recommendation that's here and to get a positive vote out of both the House members and the Senate members to do something differently than what's envisioned here. So as much as I might resist this, I didn't see any way to possibly change the actual recommendation, which makes much of this actually futile. The other portion of this is if this committee doesn't act on this, I'm well aware of the process within Ways and Means, and the co-chairs could pull this bill back to the full committee at any time, and sooner or later, before we get out of here, I anticipate that there will be like a super sub, and they could refer it out to that super sub again and simply bring it back again. So I'm voting no, simply because I think it's the right thing to do to vote no.
At the full committee.
Thank you. We appreciate your courtesy, yes, and we appreciate your angst, Senator, relative to the long-term issues related to the Capital Planning Commission. And I think that the current director has worked on other alternative funding methods, and those won't go away. I have confidence that during the 0305 biennium that those discussions of potential ways to fund the Capital Planning Commission will still be out there, and that we may come back with some sort of assessment against government agencies who are using the Capital Mall or who intend to continue to expand. With that, I believe that there is still hope that that we, when we come through this current financial crisis and crunch, that we may come out of it leaner, meaner, and better able to address some of the issues and angst and concerns that have been expressed. Further discussion? Representative Patrick?
Mr. Chair, I'd make a motion that we send House Bill 3597 as amended and re-amended by this committee to the full committee to pass recommendation.
And that also includes then the budget notes with
the budget notes.
You've heard the motion. Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, and recognizing a courtesy no vote. Thank you very much, Senator.
Courtesy yes.
I beg your pardon. courtesy yes. With that, we will order that motion. Thank you, and I'll carry that. In full and to the House, and perhaps Senator Schrager to the Senate. Thank you.